If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is the Boop Show for Tuesday, January 12th. It's episode 272 with Scott and Brian. Everybody, welcome back to the Boop Show. I'm Scott Johnson. He's Brian Dunaway, and he's wearing his Pokemon hat or whatever that is again.
It's just a bunny hat.
Yeah, but it's
he's a bunny. Good time, Scott.
Don't you feel the bunny? I don't know. There's like a Pokemon vibe coming off of it.
I can feel that.
Do you feel that?
I can totally. Yeah, I had to go collect them all.
Yeah, of course you did. Totally.
But you know what's even better than that?
What?
I finally was at the GameStop the other day, and I'm like, I go in like all the time.
Sure. You love
it over
there.
With my mask on. And I'm like,
fans.
I'm like, hey, I've been waiting for an Xbox Series controller. I need a second one. I've only got one. I need one. Come on. Just let me know when to come in. Yeah. And I came in, and the lady's like, oh, they just arrived.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, what?
Oh.
I'm like, gimme, gimme, gimme. And so all they had, I wanted either the white or black, but they had like this Baby Shark blue.
I thought they only had the white and black. I didn't know they had a blue. That's crazy.
I know. That blue looks okay from that side. It's like, oh, it's blue. But then you turn it over and it's like got this white cover.
Kind of like it.
Look at that. It looks like a stingray almost. What is that? What are those things?
Yeah, stingray. Like
yeah.
Stingray? Yeah, stingray. The one that killed the guy.
Yeah, the crocodile hunter.
Yeah, killed that guy.
He never said he was a stingray hunter.
No. He shouldn't have gone.
But I like it. I like it a lot. And you know what? I've gotten used to having the Xbox Series, and I've gotten used to having my share button.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing a game the other night, and I tried to hit the share button, and it just didn't work out for me. It made me super sad.
Yeah, that's a problem. I hit share. Well, I have the opposite problem. I hit share by accident all the time.
Oh, yeah, that happened too.
So I'll be playing along and going, and I'll freak out with a controller, and then I've hit share, and I don't really care to have that screenshot. But then I forget I do it, and about 3 days later, I'll open the phone app and go, what's this screenshot doing in here? Oh, right, it was when I freaking Nintendo thumbed that thing. Oops.
Yeah.
Oops and daisy.
Oops. Oh, but while I was in GameStop, I was like, you know what? I need to up my hat game.
Yeah.
And so they had the Mario... Tucci is it the one where he's like the little squirrel? What is it? It's not Tucci. What is it? Is it Tucci? No, it's
Tucci.
Not right.
You mean the cat?
You know what I'm talking about?
The yellow cat.
Well, yeah, when he's got the little ears on his hat. Which
oh,
one was that?
Oh, that's the cat. Well, wait.
Is that the cat? No, it's cat. He's got a tail.
Oh,
it's not
now
a cat.
I gotta find out. Mario.
It's what's it called? Anyway, it was the big nice Mario hat with the little ears on it. Right. The
Tanuki.
That's
Tanuki.
It. The rate. Got it.
Tanuki.
The Tanuki. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you have that then? You got one then?
No, because I couldn't do it.
Why?
And I'll tell you why.
Why didn't you do it?
I usually don't have a problem with trying on hats in stores and then bringing them home. This was not in a package. This was a hat sitting out on a shelf. And I
COVID
just...
hat.
And it's not even COVID because I'm not even, you know, COVID... surface spreading isn't too typical. It does happen, but it's not real common.
Especially
and I'm
that
like,
with
okay.
like material and stuff. Yeah, it's not like a
right. I'll be fine.
Counter.
But over the weekend, I bought some shorts, and I was at another store, and I was got them home, and I put them on, and for some reason, one of my pockets felt kind of like it had something in it.
Oh,
I reached in it, grabbed down in there, pulled it out. Somebody had taken one of their used COVID masks and had bundled it up. And
dude,
shoved it in the pocket.
I would be pissed.
And it took a few seconds because I was like, oh, what's in my pocket here? Oh, it's a mask. Okay, that looks like the surgical mask I wear. Wait a minute. I just got these. These are brand new. These are my mask.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I throw it and had to go scald my hand.
You know what someone did? They went in there. They tried that on. They temporarily put their mask in there. Then they said, I don't like these. They don't look good or they don't fit. And they put them back and they left the mask in there. That's what they did.
What kind of evil?
Uh-huh.
That's Skeletor evil there.
Yeah, it is. Take that, He-Man, you and your
bunch of... But that's why I'm still wearing this hat and not my my Mario.
All right. Well, I still like that one. Tanuki. The one you're wearing.
Yeah, I like this one too. It's a lot of fun, but I want the Mario Tanuki.
Nothing wrong with what you got on. Well, we're going to do a show, everybody. We got games to talk about, which is good because I had a weird week. I only had time to play like one game, which I'm going to talk about today. With a little WoW sprinkled in there. You need a little Warcraft in there. But
You got to put a little bit of Horde in there.
But you'd think a guy with this video card would be like, all right, what 20 things am I going to try? And I just haven't had time. So
you put the card in already?
Oh, it's in, baby. It's in. It's in there. It's in, like Flynn. Yeah, it's like...
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
This sweet... you say 3060?
3080.
Okay. Oh. So this 3080 sitting there.
Yeah.
Not running any GPU cycles, just sitting there.
At the moment. No, in fact, I put it to sleep right before the show. It's sleeping now.
Sleeping. Oh, yeah. God forbid we leave it running.
You got any polygons you need cranked? Because I can do it. Get that going.
I hate you.
Do you need some realistic physics lighting happening? I can do that.
Or at least, run some SETI cycles on it or something. Jeez.
Help the world. Don't just sit there and chew up freaking watts of energy. No, I understand.
Cripes.
Look, I'm pretty excited. It's after the show today, I'm going to start using it proper. No, I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to play it. I got to play it. Got to get that thing going. I got, what do you call it? Cyberpunk in there on all maximum. I haven't played it yet with this.
I'm so jealous.
Should look good. Even though Cyberpunk didn't really grab me, but maybe it will now that it'll look all pretty and stuff. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, anything's going to get you. I mean, there's no sense in playing anything with content when you have a new video card. You're just looking to see how far can I push this thing? And that's all you're really doing.
Yeah,
I'm
kind of in it for the tech demos at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all you're doing.
At this moment, more will come. I did reinstall, it's games a few years old, so it's not even like it's cutting edge or anything, but I installed XCOM 2 again because I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be playing that. I'll be playing that later. All right, check this out. I'm wondering what you should plug your blue controller into. Well, how about a game I played this week called Crying Suns? Now, some of you are going to say, Scott, that game came out September of 2019. And I would say to you, you're right. It's not the newest game.
Came out
just before 2020. And we've had it for a while. And go ahead.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning because it was the free game this past week on Epic. I mean, anytime that bubbles up, I consider that
that's exactly why I'm bringing
conversational
it
piece.
Yeah, it's exactly why I'm bringing it up. So the reason I want to bring this up is because most people probably missed it. Now, some of you listening or watching are going to say, what's this about? Well, let me ask you if anyone out there enjoyed the game FTL. When that was a thing.
Ah, Faster Than Light.
Yeah,
yes.
Faster Than Light. You remember that piece of business? Pretty good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And had a great loop to it and very fun. Well, what if I told you that this was a hyper-stylized, pixelated, but obviously modern because there's all sorts of particle effects and lighting and stuff going on that, there's some 3D elements. This is not meant to look like a retro game. It's more like an artistic choice to go with the sort of over-pixelization. Anyway, what if I told you that the core structure of FTL was there, then also a bunch of RPG elements like, we've parked in front of a planet, Captain. That planet seems to have a weird signal coming from it. Should we send somebody down? Maybe not. Let's keep moving. Or, yes, okay, let's go down. And when you go down there, you might come back with a bunch of great scrap or other profitable stuff, or you might die. It's not always 50-50, but, there's risks and rewards with exploring every galaxy. So FTL went from like you choose a system, you'd go there, you'd either fight or deal with whatever was there, and then immediately move on to another system. There was that that chart that just sort of sent you off in the little branching paths. This is not that. This is that at one point where you choose your system, but once you're in there, there's a system. So there's a sun and there's a number of planets and maybe some floating debris or an old ship no one knows about or, an anomaly of some sort. And so in those cases, you're in this sort of bridge view with a giant screen and the captain standing there and you got like a robot helper and some crew members you've chosen for this flight. And you kind of make decisions on what to do while you're in that place dealing with whatever anomaly you might be dealing with. Right now on the screen, you'll see something that looks like a Borg cube.
The Borg?
They're not the Borg. It's a fake Borg. It's not real Borg.
Oh, in fact, it's just cube.
It's just a cube.
Yeah.
It's cube.
It's Vorg.
It's there's nothing living in it. There's no sentience here. They just have this fuel you need to keep moving, so you suck the fuel out of them whenever you find them, and they're good for your ship getting more jumps. So don't let that fool you. But the rest of it, you know, it's like beautiful nebulas and crazy planets and sometimes a ship full of pirates and it wants to fight you. And then there's another game type. So when you fight, you get this tactical overhead view of you and their ship, and you have special weapons and abilities, and your crew members have skills that you can apply for a fight that is real time, but you can pause at any time and do some, like, you know, tactical stuff. But basically, you're just trying to take out the other ship. Again, works a bit like FTL, but a little bit more involved.
I played up to right about now in your gameplay this past week. And the reason why is I started playing, I thought this was going to be like FTL, and this is more like point and click choices. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to play this. And so I kind of backed out. Mm. But the fact that you're telling me there's actually a combat that's going on, because it felt very much in the very beginning that I played, it was just, you know, you're reading a story and you're going to make a decision. And while it was gorgeous and beautiful and artistic, and it kind of sucked me in a little bit. I was just like, I want to exit some gameplay. And I wasn't feeling it.
Well, there's a ton of it. You just didn't hang around long enough. Basically, where you're at right now, or where you were at. Sorry, Chad, I got to figure out this video. Something's being weird.
I'm huge. There's two of me.
It's weird. It's like it's not cropping properly. The other one's not, so I got to fix it. Anyway, the point is, what was my point? Way more than that. So you play it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But you need to play it to see.
I'm seeing now there's like a grid layout. It's like a bunch of little honeycomb.
Yeah. Now this is the fight. This is the battle sequence stuff.
Okay.
So you have different systems. You have weapon systems, and you have that are coming straight from your big capital ship. But then you also have these little interceptor ships and stuff that you can control around, and they kind of do a little bit of RTS sort of action.
Right.
And it's very rock, paper, scissors. Like the frigates are very good against the fighters. The fighters are very good against the probes. The probes are very good against frigates. Like there's sort of a circular
frigates
rock, paper, scissors thing.
Frigates do not care for probes.
Yeah, never. Always look out for the probe.
Right.
You also attack directly from the ship using your weapon systems. When those have a cooldown, and you can have multiples as the game goes on. You'll build out your stuff and, you know, have better ships and better systems and all of that. But anyway, you attack their hull or their weapon systems or whatever you feel like hitting, those three pink things up there on that ship.
Uh-huh.
You can hit those anytime with a big fat laser or send over fighters and let them attack the side of the ship. And they'll do that. You see the life bar up top getting chomped down. And eventually here, you've got the win. And then when you get the win, you get a bunch of scrap or whatever other possible rewards may come from defeating these enemies.
Okay, so I like what I just saw this gameplay.
Well, you would. It's good.
I've got to go back in.
Yeah, you got to go back. You barely got anywhere. You got like far enough to do nothing. Yeah.
My patience is very short.
Very, very short. There's way more than what you saw. And then some. So here's the other thing. There's a lot early on. There's a lot of setup for the story of this captain, because you're basically like a reincarnated captain from some horrible experience, but you don't know a lot of stuff. And so you're getting clues and hints through a bunch of dialogue throughout the game. But after that initial stuff, you kind of get right to it. It's like, oh, well, all right, it's time to talk to this guy. We hate you. We want to fight. Okay, fight. Do all stuff. And if you die, it's very roguelike-y in that you go back and you got a little bit more than you had before. So now you can try again. And it's a different run. It's always procedural. It's never the same. I love the style of the thing. That's maybe my favorite thing about it.
I would watch an entire cartoon series in this style. I don't mind at all, like, going through those. It just got very wordy for me at the very top, which is fine. It's fine.
There's lots of words, but you can skip a lot. Like, a lot of it is, some of it's just flavor text. Like, oh, you want to fight us? And then if you really want to sit and read it all, you can. And they do,
which,
like, you know,
great.
It's like Animal Crossing text. In fact, here, I got a little sound here. Let me play this for you. This is the very first part with some sound effects, and then you can hear them talking. Here you go. That's a robot. That other one's a guy.
What's going on here?
So it's a lot of, like, I don't know, almost like Star Wars, like talking to the
right
fleet while they're out fighting kind of sounds, sort of.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I'm really into it. Now, the nice thing about it is currently free.
Yeah, I think you can get it for another, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, January 12th, 2021, you may have just a little longer to be able to get it off the Epic Game Store before it goes back to pricey.
Yeah, it goes back to cost money. So right now it's on the Epic Game Store, which is where I first saw it and went, oh yeah, I meant to pick that up. Why did I never get that? It was on Steam and I forgot or whatever, because it's really totally, you know, in my wheelhouse. And so I saw it there for free. I'm like, well, that's dumb. Let's just get it. And I liked it so much and spent so much time with it on there that I was like, I wonder if this is on tablets, because this would be great on a tablet.
Oh,
sure enough, $8 gets it on the iPad or Pro or your phone or whatever. It's all cloud sync, so it doesn't matter. So now I got it there. So I've been in bed just with my tablet going, playing this game. It's very good that way. It's just a very cool little indie.
I like the name too, Crying Suns. Everything about this small universe is satisfactory. They hit all the right notes from what I played. Like I said, the only thing that was lacking for me was the gameplay, and that was my own impatience.
Yeah.
You know me. I've talked about this before. You got to give me at least some of the core gameplay within the first 5 minutes. If I'm still reading after 5 minutes or going through some kind of opening story and I haven't even moved my controller, I'm like, because gameplay is the game breaker for me.
Right.
Like,
you can tell by the way this guy's playing, see how fast the text is going. What he's doing is he's just holding his mouse down. It's an option in the game they give you. If you hold the mouse down, it just speeds through text. You don't have to click or anything.
I don't want to invest in any story or characters' names until I know that the gameplay loop is something I'm going to play. So I always suggest, like, give me just a little bit of gameplay up front and then tell me some stuff.
Yeah.
Then tell me stuff.
I get you. The vibe's very cool. Yeah. Again, free on Epic. Go get it. Who is it? Oh, I was going to say this is Humble Games. Published it. Was made by Alt Shift. Right now on the screen, you're seeing a whole other game type. There's a different layer where you go to a planet's surface after you scan it. You send one of your officers down with a group, and while they're down there, they basically do a, what do you call it when you, expedition.
Expedition.
And the goal is to find resources, to put down any resistance, that sort of stuff. And right now he's looking at some tutorial messages because it's the first time he's done it, but you don't have to look at that every time. Anyway, you choose your guy, you send him down to do the thing, and then that thing you can just speed up and have go really fast because it's all automatic. Basically, this little dot, well, you'll see it in a second. This little dot will run around to a mountain.
It looked like he just peed.
It did look like he peed.
Towards the planet.
Looks like it came out of his unit.
Right.
But see how it stopped. Ooh, danger. There's a fight. Okay, cool. And up top, you see there's your officer, and then all those little blue guys, those are your troopy dudes. They're part of your ship. And you always want to keep them beefed up and like plenty of those guys. This is an easy one, so he's not losing anything. If it gets real bad, there's a point where you can return and beam everybody back up. See, two people have been injured, so that's, you know, not a huge deal. You don't want people to die if you can help it. But this is a great way to get scrap, and scrap is kind of the currency in the game. So when you upgrade your abilities and your stuff in between missions, you're doing it all with scrap. And so it's worth doing these expeditions. And he's doing it on normal speed here, but once you learn, you can just crank it. This thing just goes and gives you the rewards at the end. It's great. I really like it. The loop is good. It's a hell of a thing. It's available on everything. But if you are a PC gamer and you're like, well, I don't want to spend any money, save the $25 because that's what it is normally, and get it for free on Epic. Why not?
Hooray.
It is for free. All right, Brian, tell me all about Unto the End.
Unto the end, Scott. This is a game that at first I thought was one thing and then there was another because you told me. And I was like, oh, look, it's an adventure game. It's a side-scrolling, very minimalist visual art where I am a bearded, redheaded guy. And I'm leaving my family. First, I'm squatted at the tree of the tree of life. Mm-hmm. And I guess in this Celtic type of storyline, doesn't really give you a whole lot of backstory, but you get the feeling. Mm-hmm. You get the feeling. You know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You're leaving your wife and your kid because you're going out to do some hunting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, so this is going to be a little bit of exploration. That's going to be all right. The music's good. And so I hit the road and immediately fall into a pit and fall into a cave.
Oh,
all right.
Geez.
So.
All right.
Right. So I found out immediately that, oh, it's time for me to try to find my way back home because the hunting trip has failed. And now I just got to get back to my wife and family, as you would. And then I came across the first Morlocks. I don't know what their real names are. But they're like subterranean Morlocks, like you'd see in, what was that? H.G. Wells' Time Machine.
Oh, Time Machine, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So there's these weird subterranean creatures that are very angry. They don't speak English. That's all I know. Of course, I don't speak English either. I speak Gruntonese. And so I was like, okay, how's this gonna go? Yeah. So I attacked the first guy, and I had no problems. Killed him. Walked on by. Kept dropping my sword. I was like, okay, that's weird. Dropping my sword, dropping my torch every once in a while. Then that's when I started discovering that what Scott said was true. Scott said he had heard about this game Unto the End, that it was a Souls-like.
Yep.
And I was like, no, it's not.
Very deliberate, like, animations, very follow-through.
Very deliberate
timing.
Animations. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It is. It is a Souls-like. Dadgummit. And I was mad at first. I was like, oh, I've already invested myself into this game.
Sure.
I guess I'm going to go in. I don't always like Souls-like. Sometimes they get very frustrating. Let me tell you. Not this one. For some reason, this deliberate game tactic of fighting in this game worked out very well for me. It fits right in because of the minimalist attitude they have about everything else. We got a 2D Souls-like where you can see everything in front of you. You can see things behind you. And the timing that the developers, Two Ton Studios, the timings they did with these animations gives you enough time to actually make those deliberate moves. And it took me a good 30 or 45. I don't know. It may have taken longer than that. It took me a long time, Scott, to get out of button mash mode. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is a Souls-like, so you can't just go in. You can't learn a pattern because these characters you're going against, they learn your pattern and they adjust. And so you have to learn to watch each animation. So you have to go, oh, I recognize that animation. That animation is about to do this, and then I got to do that.
Mm.
And once I kind of slowed down a little bit and stopped trying to brute force my way through everything, I started really enjoying this game, this Unto the End. I had a leg up, though, Scott. I had a huge leg up. One of the developers popped into the stream that I was doing on Twitch.
Oh, no way.
And
that's cool.
Yeah. So he started giving me Steven, one of the devs from Two Ton Studios, stopped by and offered some tips, without spoilers, offered some tips on how to play, what some of the characters were doing that was kind of giving me problems. Mm. And once he explained it, I was like, yeah, you're right. I should have seen that. I should have learned it. I've actually already learned it. I had there's a moment in the game. By the way, my character right now is squatted at a fire pit. And yeah, that
very Souls-like, by the way. It's like camp spots. Absolutely. That where you save and heal up and do all your dumb shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Healing up. I'm making some potions from the collections I've done of herbs and bones. And just like I said, everything is super simple. And that takes away all the distractions that I've usually had trouble with Souls-like, and just really gets you in a place where you're going from confrontation to confrontation. Additionally, something I like about this game, and maybe probably my favorite thing about this game, is each area that you come into, each possible confrontation, doesn't necessarily have to be a confrontation.
Mm.
It could be that the character that you're approaching, even though he looks like the other characters you've had to fight, he may not be in aggressive mood. He may just be like, okay, he may take a stance where he's kind of like walking backwards, and you can just walk right past him.
Hmm.
And you're like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. And then there's areas where you'll come across, like you'll find a altar table, and you can offer things. So you can offer something to the characters that are there, and that's how you trade. And like if I've been collecting a lot of leather, but I'm always needing herbs, and so I would stop by and like, oh, an offering table. You gotta pay attention to, by the way. If you don't, you'll miss it.
Sure.
So I dropped off some stuff. You wait to see if they agree. They walk over. They hold out their hand. You grab what they have, and you move along your way, being very careful not to upset anybody. Because if you make a mistake of having your sword still drawn, that's an aggressive stance.
Oh,
so
sure.
The game is really smart. The you know, your opponents are really smart. So that made this a lot of fun. Mm. It was frustrating at times, but just about always I understood that it was my lack of patience that was the problem. Not my lack of skills, yeah, but my lack of patience.
Like the other game that you barely touched and hardly looked at because you didn't have any patience.
Yeah. That's the reason why. Because I started another game and I was playing this one and I was like, oh man, are all the games this week going to be like this? Where it's like, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I need to slow down.
Maybe and it was so you the whole
once
time.
I did, yeah, I really enjoyed it. And this game is on Steam. Yeah. You can pick it up, or I think it's on the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate right now.
Yeah,
so if you have that service, you get it for free. Yeah. I played on the PC. You can pick it up, for $25 on Steam any day of the week. It's not a real long game.
It's like four and a half hours is what I'm reading.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, 4.5 hours, 5 hours is according to how stubborn you are. It took me a long time to stop trying to do my, you know, I just kept thinking, if I do quick stabs.
Yeah, once you get, it sounds like it's one of those games where you just got to get the hang of what you're doing. And once you do,
right,
you're going to not breeze through it, but you'll know what you're against and you'll do it.
Exactly. It requires you to adjust your thinking. You're not running in trying to, the thing I like about it is you're not trying to, everything that you come against is not like an obstacle that must be handled as quickly as possible so that you can get home.
Right.
That's not the idea. The idea is to investigate, to explore, to learn the creatures of the land. By the way, I only mentioned the Morlocks, but there are so many fun creatures here. There's a wampum. No, that's Indian currency, isn't it? There's a wampa.
Is it?
Like on Hoth.
Is that what that is?
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You know, he's called a wampa, right? Isn't that the creature that's in the ice cave of Hoth?
Is it? I thought those were.
I think that's right.
Womp, not womp rats. That's a different thing.
No, it's like wampa, like WAMPA or something like that.
I forget.
I think that's what he is. Anyway, there's one of those there. He's kind of somewhere like a yeti or a wampa, somewhere like that. And the first one I come across, I was like, oh no, this guy's way.
You're right. It's a wampa. 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 You're right.
Yeah. And so you go against these guys occasionally, and oh man, they are so intense. But if you take your time, easily defeated, except for the big wampum. I keep wanting to call it wampum. That's like currency for Native Americans at some point in time or whatever.
Yeah.
The big wampa. There he is.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one. He's huge.
Yeah.
And he's got a deer. And
the deer's
guts are wrapped around his arm. And he literally beats you with the deer.
That's not cool.
He's terribly hard to get away from.
He uses a deer as a weapon? My gosh.
He does. And the things all the battles... you don't have inventory that you put away safely. Well, you do. You have like your herbs and bones and stuff. You have like a little sack. You put those in. But anything you carry in your hands, like your torch or your sword or your dagger, oh my God. If you get, you don't realize that you have like a rolling mechanism where you can roll or you just get hit. You can just get hit and you'll drop your weapon. Or if you roll too many times, you may drop your weapon. You won't realize it until you're like halfway across the screen, like, oh no,
yeah,
I don't have my sword on me. So you have to be, this game is the description. One of the descriptions is you have to be very deliberate. Yeah. Everything you do, you have to be very wampa deliberate. Look at that thing. Whoops. That thing is so terrifying.
Yeah, it's dude, wampas are scary. They'll rip your arm off. Or no, you'll rip their arm off. That's how it'll go.
I didn't rip his arm off, but I was able to defeat him. Or you could just run past. I think I ran past the second. The one that was slinging the deer, I finally just said, nah, that ain't me. I ain't going to beat this guy. Not right now. And you don't have any leveling mechanism in this game. Mm-hmm. It's all the leveling is you perfecting your skills at defending. Just Souls-like.
You're just getting Souls-like, better.
Just like you said from the very beginning, unto the end.
Here's a little taste of the audio. Ooh, I like it. I like that kind of meaty, dark.
Yeah, very meaty.
Yeah.
And since there's no HUD, everything is done through either visual, like as your character gets hurt, if he's mortally wounded, he'll fall to his knees. He'll start breathing heavier. You can stop the bleeding by stuffing some leaves in there. Or if you wait, you can heal up at a, you know, like at a campfire somewhere. And the music intensifies when the situation becomes more intense. So like I said, just all these little nuances are just fantastic. Unfortunately, on Steam, I haven't seen it, but I've seen like a mixed review of this game. And I'm not sure if it's just because it's such a... I think the devs are kind of the kind of devs who feel very strongly about their vision.
Yeah.
And so they're sticking with their vision, and I have been able to see their vision, and I appreciate it, and I think it is good. And I think if you don't want to see that vision and you feel like, oh, this is frustrating, then it won't be for you. It will not be the game for you.
Yeah.
Like Dwight Schrute says in the chat room, play for 2 minutes that wasn't feeling it. Absolutely. I wouldn't criticize anybody for trying to play this and getting frustrated right out of the gate, because it definitely requires you to play their way.
Yeah.
And I folded into it and said, yeah, I'm going to play your way.
Once you got suckered into their plan, you were good.
Yeah. So developer Two Ton Studio, publishers Big Sugar. They got a couple of cool looking games, by the way, the publisher Big Sugar.
On
Steam. There's a couple of cool games coming up by those guys. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, good. There you go. Try it on Game Pass if you have it. That way you don't spend any money and you can find out if you like it. All
true.
Right. Let's play a little game. And that game is called... Hold on a second. It's called... Why can't I find it?
It's a meme.
I always lose that. It's time to play Guess Our Game. We guess each other's games. We do this every week, and it's fun. Now, Brian, I have two hints for you.
Okay.
First hint, 1995.
Oh, that was a good year.
Second hint, one of my favorite games on the platform that it was on. Mm. Okay. It's a console. I'll say that. There's another hint. See if you can figure it out. Here you go.
That's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Any guesses?
Not yet. There's so much changing.
Yeah. Lots of machine guns.
1995?
Yeah, 95. The hint I'll give, the other hint is it's PlayStation console. 1. PlayStation 1.
Okay, PlayStation 1, 1995.
Yeah. Played it
a whole
constantly.
Hell of a lot going on.
Yeah. I played this so much, I think my wife thought I was insane. I love this game. And I have friends over, we play split screen for hours and hours and hours.
It almost, I mean, there's so much, I haven't heard that much arcade
it's so loud.
Bullshit.
I know.
Yeah, I haven't heard that much arcade bullshit since like Crazy Taxi, but that was on the Dreamcast. So
yeah, it's definitely not that. At least on Crazy Taxi has a lot of voice stuff. Here's the hint at the beginning, or here's the thing that may give it away. Listen for this laugh. What do you think that is?
It's very heavy metal too. Everything's very heavy metal. Oh wait! Play it again.
Okay, you ready? One more time.
Yeah. Is it one with the clowns in it? The stupid van with the clowns, the twisted metal.
Twisted metal. He got it. Yeah, the clown. His name was Needles Crane, by the way.
That's right. I saw some of their merchandise the other day at the FYE.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, man, I haven't played that game forever. It's been forever. 1995?
Holy yeah. Moses. I'm surprised Sony doesn't have a new version of this as a battle royale or something. They really should. I'd play it.
We must be on the same wavelength because mine is a Sony exclusive as well. But it is from the year 2008.
Ooh, 2008. Well, let's find out by playing this play button here. Hold on a second. Sony exclusive, you say?
Yeah, and it was on everything they had.
Okay, so that means Vita or PSP.
What are you doing in there? We haven't got all day.
Oh, it's freaking... It's, Oh, it's Sackboy. What's it called? Media Molecule made it.
It's yes, got, good work. We are amazing.
That's what's his name, Fry. Talking.
Yeah, it is.
Little Big Planet. Shit.
Little Big Planet. That's it. Nailed it.
There's a new one, you know, coming soon.
There is.
Yeah. Do we know when? When's that coming out?
Wait a minute. Is there another one? Didn't Sackboy just come out? Is that the one you're thinking of? Sackboy,
is it
a
just
big adventure?
Sackboy. Hold on.
Yeah, a big adventure. That just came out, I believe.
How'd that do? Did people like it?
Let's see. Since it hit the end of 2020, that's hard to say. Yeah, it looks like it's done. Okay, 83-79 on Metacritic. So, you know, like, not
it's
great.
It's not
but
horrible,
not
but that's all right.
Terrible.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I've seen worse. A lot worse. I had high hopes for that, so I hope it's decent. Okay, here it is. Yeah, you're right. It's out. Okay. I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it. I thought I would.
I haven't either. But it did kind of hit it at a weird time. I mean, there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was when they were pushing out the PS5 and everything else. So that would be way easy to overlook.
Do you know that the number one reviewed game in 2020 on all of Metacritic was Persona 5? Isn't that crazy?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Number one. Number two is Last of Us, Part 2.
I can believe that. But Persona 5?
Yeah.
I always, you know, I've played like a Persona, but I don't remember thinking much about it. And I've always felt bad because everybody always raves about it.
Mm-hmm. They're into it, man. You got to watch out for
really
those people. They're
it.
Insane. Yeah. Also, that Wingspan.
The Ibbots likes that Persona, doesn't he? Isn't he into the Personas?
No, I don't think so. He doesn't like anime stuff.
Oh.
You know what I do like is that Alba, a wildlife adventure. It's on Apple Arcade and on Steam, I think. Uh-huh. I could be wrong. Anyway, it's this adorable little girl who runs around town and makes sure all the animals are okay. And it's like a little bit of Pokemon Snap mixed with, like, I don't know what else. I don't even know what to compare it to. It's adorable.
You know, I've got Apple Arcade. Re-upped. We got a new phone for one of the family members.
Yeah.
So we all have the Apple Arcade. And what was the name of that game again?
Dirtwater McGee. Hold on. Alba, Wildlife Adventure. Alba, A-L-B-A. You should go check that out. It's cool. There's also a new dungeon crawler on there that I've been messing with. It's not bad. We're getting some decent games there. Is it worth $5 a month? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, 9.5 out of 10. Oh, nice.
If you're playing it on the regular, it's absolutely worth $5 a month. If you're barely touching it, probably not. So it depends on how you feel about mobile games, but it's decent.
Yeah.
All right. Well done there. Now this. Ooh, time for us to read your emails. So here's this one from Tyler in Pennsylvania. I assume PA. It's got to be Pennsylvania. It's not Tyler in a pot of anus or whatever. he sent this email to boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com. Says Scott and Brian, do you guys like survival games? If so, what is one of your favorites? He says, gonna get my dad to buy me the one you guys like, Tyler in PA. Well, Tyler.
Yes.
Sometimes, very rarely though for me, The only one I really like, and it's so much more than just survival mechanics, but is No Man's Sky. Everything else is really not my jam. So Brian's the better guy to ask. Brian, do you have a favorite? I know you like penises, so probably Rust. You're probably into Rust.
I like the penises, so I would definitely say Rust is up there. If you're actually spending real money, if you're going to have someone go out and spend real money on a survival game, I don't think you can go wrong with Rust. It is
Rust has
it's going to give you a lot of survival. Now, like, there's Ark Survival, and there's a whole bunch of other games out there, too. But Rust is just, I think it gets down to the basics of what a survival game is.
Tally in the chat makes a good point. Subnautical is the best. Is a really good single player one. Another one I really like. I forgot to mention that. That game is rad. That's a
it
very
is
cool
awesome.
Game.
But sometimes I forget it's a survival game because it feels more like just an exploration game that's timed. But I don't argue that it's a survival game. It's absolutely a survival game.
Oh yeah,
but
you gotta build the stuff and do the thing, and you gotta run out of oxygen, and you gotta have some. You gotta breathe air. You need all that stuff.
You gotta breathe air.
Yeah.
But I mean. Also, it's according to what your age group is. I personally love the Don't Starve series, and you can pick those things up pretty inexpensively. And it is just, survival arcade. It has the loop of survival just over and over again.
Yep, you got a sanity thing. You got a eating thing you got to do. Those are hallmarks of the survival genre. It's good stuff. Clay makes nothing but great games. So of one of those, that is one of the better ones. I just don't like it as a thing. Just not my jam,
right?
But No Man's Sky, for whatever reason, transcends that for me, and I don't think of it as a survival game only.
I don't really think of that as a survival lead game either. I mean, there's elements of survival, but I don't think that's necessarily that's not the core of what's going on. The Raft is a survival game, in my opinion. It's very much that seems like the whole point is just to survive. You're not trying to research anything. You're not trying to repair stuff necessarily. You're just trying to survive.
We got to get to a place in our society where survival games don't feature the very first thing you do is cutting down a tree.
Yeah with your hand.
Yeah, just punching a tree till you have enough wood.
Tree. I've never understood that. You're never going to survive doing that. Not if you're in a situation and you have to survive, I'm telling you, don't punch a tree. That's not going to work out for you.
Yeah, Don't Starve is on Game Pass. Confirmed. So.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah, don't have to buy nothing at all if you already get the Game Pass.
Go get that. Why not? I wish they'd put Subnautica and its sequel on there. That'd be cool. Also, does anyone know? I have a question for everybody. I've been playing Phoenix Point, which is by the original XCOM, guy in the 90s XCOM developer made Phoenix Point. Came out last year. Right. And I like it. However, it was really buggy at launch, so I gave it some time. Now it seems to be cleaned up nicely. But there are two versions on Game Pass. One is, and it's all PC. On Game Pass PC, one version is called, I forgot, Complete Edition or something. And the other one's just the original game. Complete Edition says, oh, yeah, it comes with all the DLC we put out. Makes sense to me. I get it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say whether or not all the fixes are only in that version. And the old version still has bugs in it that are just, stuff they just said, well, whatever, it's just part of the original release. And that's the one on Game Pass, whereas the other one's $60. Does anyone know the difference? Subnautica is on Game Pass, but what?
Yeah, I thought it was. It has been for a long time. I wasn't sure if it had left, though, because we've lost a lot of things here at the beginning of the
year. Tyler at PA, go play that, dude. It's great.
If you've got the Game Pass, get the Ultimate if you have a PC so you can do both. Or if you have just the PC, you can, $4.99?
Yeah, it's cheap.
$4.99?
I think it may have gone to $10 now. They're out of beta, but could be wrong.
Right.
It might be
Under $15. $15 get your both if you have the console and the PC.
Tell your dad to do that. Tell your dad to buy you an Xbox Series X or S and then get Game Pass. That's what you should do.
I was going to buy you a game, but instead, I want a console.
Yeah, buy a whole console plus access to hundreds of games. That's the deal you're going to reach.
That's our recommendation.
Go check it out. That email address again is boopshow@gmail.com. As always, our website is frogpants.com/BOOP. And you can find old episodes there, as well as posts for every episode we do, a little bit of show notes, and direct links to files, if that's how you prefer to get it. We also put our shows on YouTube after the fact, and of course, they are VODs here on Twitch as well. Hey, sometimes
video on demand.
Sometimes Brian Dunaway streams, and when he does, it's at Brian Dunaway over there on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Brian Dunaway. Okay.
Subscribe or like and or do whatever the thing.
Follow is. Whatever, is all of it.
Follow. That's what it is. Is follow on Twitch.
Yeah. Follow
but
it.
Then you'll know when I'm online. But I'm online tomorrow night about 5:30. I'm going to be playing Homework for Boop Show next week. I'm going to be playing Skellboy Refractured.
Well, I got this in the. I got a code for this. Is it good? Should I play it?
I don't know. I'm about to find out. I'm going to open it up tomorrow night. It's been out. Skellboy itself has been out on the Switch and a couple of other platforms for about a year now, but they just released it for PC and it's hit tomorrow, I believe it launches on Steam.
Oh, what a weird art style this has.
Yeah, I love it. It's like Paper Mario or something. It's that flat character design. The look is what got my attention, so we're gonna
play as Skippy, the square flexible skeleton in this cute action RPG. To keep a heartbroken court magician from destroying the world with his army of monsters and undead. Change out your body parts with types of enemies and friends and become the hero of Kobold Kingdom.
That's what you do.
Okay, I'm in. Let's check
what
it out.
What you do?
A sequel to Skellboy. The original.
Well, it's not a sequel. It's just Skellboy Refractured, which is kind of like the question you was asking. What does it include? It includes the original, plus some content and updates that came out since it was released in late 2019, and now it's being released.
It's got a really funky art style. I think people should check it out.
Yeah, that is what actually appealed to me. I was like, you know what? I want to see something that looks a little bit different, and this looks different.
I might have to check this out too, so we can talk about it together. I don't know what I'm playing yet, so I'll let you guys know next week when we are back here on the show. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Brian, for all of you. We'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like Steam. I love Steam.
You want me to say the words?